knowing enough about a subject to think you're right, but not enough to know you're wrong.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out, way out. That's where the fun is, way out, way out. That's where the sun is, way out, way out. Where I wanna be, 'cause there's the place for me.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time.
was bound and gagged, and they've chained him to a chair. Won't you please come to Chicago just to sing? In a land that's known as freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we can bring? We can change the world.
Watching is what you would have heard as the Chicago police beat on the crowd of anti-war protesters outside of the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, and was the inspiration for, known at the time as the Chicago Transit Authority's track, Someday, from their self-titled LP of 1969. As a result of the riots, 8 were indicted by a federal grand jury for inciting and conspiracy. One of the defendants, Bobby Seale, was severed from the group trial, creating what is known as the Chicago 7, all convictions of which eventually were reversed upon appeal. Graham Nash's Chicago chronicles the trial with the aforementioned bound and gagged Bobby Seals at the proceedings, to the invitation to the balance of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young to please come to Chicago to sing for the 7's defense fund. Not an unreasonable request for a band that was as politically charged as CSNNY, who a year earlier released Ohio.
Thank you. Bulger's and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
For
dead in Ohio.
For
dead in Ohio.
How many more?
For dead in Ohio.
Why?
For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
Nearly 6 weeks after the Kent State shootings, Nixon established the President's Commission on Campus Unrest, aka the Scranton Commission, to study the disorder occurring on college campuses all over the country, and concluded in September of that same year that the 61 shots fired from the 28 Ohio Guardsmen were unjustified. But did you know that just 11 days after Kent, it happened again? This time at Jackson State in Mississippi. However, the reason for the gathering that turned violent this time was civil rights. Two were killed and 12 wounded when 40 Mississippi Highway Patrolmen fired 460 rounds at the crowd gathered in front of the women's dormitory, Alexander Hall. The bullet holes to which are still visible today. These events were musically immortalized as Jackson Kent Blues by the Steve Miller Band from his number 5 LP from 1970. You may be wondering why you've never heard of the Jackson State shootings. Well, that's simple. None of the victims were white. Every musical genre eventually jumped on the anti-war bandwagon, but it was the folk community that started things. Specifically, it was Phil Oakes. Self-described as a singing journalist and a writer and performer of topical songs, he was, for a short time, a product, I'm proud to say, of Ohio and the Ohio State University before moving to New York City, where he became part of the Greenwich Village scene. Having performed at Newport and the Carnegie Hall, Oakes' first Vietnam-related vinyl endeavor was Talking Vietnam Blues from his 1964 LP, All the News That's Fit to Sing. The track would be the first protest song to overtly refer to that country by name.
Sailing over to Vietnam, Southeast Asian Birmingham. Well, training is the word we use, nice word to have in case we lose. Training a million Vietnamese to fight for the wrong government and the American way. Well, they put me in a barracks house just across the way from Laos. They said you're pretty safe when the troops deploy, but don't turn your back in your house, boy. When they ring the gong, watch out for the Viet Cong. Well, the sergeant said it's time to train, so I climbed aboard my helicopter plane. We flew above the battleground. A sniper tried to shoot us down. He must have forgot we're only trainees. Them commies never fight fair. Friends, the very next day we trained some more. We burned some villages down to the floor. Yes, we burned out the jungles far and wide. Made sure those red apes had no place left to hide. Threw all the people in relocation camps. Under lock and key, made damn sure they're free. Well, I walked through the jungle around the bend. Who should I meet but the ghost of President Diem? Said you're fighting to keep Vietnam free for good old democracy. That means rule by one family and 15,000 American troops, give or take a few thousand American troops. He said I was a fine old Christian man ruling this backward Buddhist land. Well, it ain't much, but what the heck? It sure beats hell at a Chiang Kai-shek. I'm the power elite, me and the 7th Fleet. He said, meet my sister, Madam Nu, the sweetheart of Dien Bien Phu. He said, meet my brothers, meet my aunts, with a government that doesn't take a chance. Families that slay together, stay together. said if you want to stay, well, you have to pay over $1 million a day. But it's worth it all, now don't you see? If you lose the country, you still have me. Me and Sigmund Rhee, Chiang Kai-shek, Madam Nu. Like I said on Meet the Press, I regret that I have but one country to give for my life. Well, now old DM is gone and dead. All the new leaders are anti-red. Yes, they're pro-American freedom sensations against Red China and the United Nations. Now all the news commentators and the CIA are saying, thank God for coincidence.
But Oaks wasn't finished just yet. It was I Ain't Marching Anymore that would become his signature song. He wrote, the fact you won't be hearing this song on the radio is more than enough justification for the writing of it. Words of wisdom.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a-marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men a-lying, I saw many more a-dying, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a-marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed 1 million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a-marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a-marching anymore. Oh, I ain't a-marching anymore.
Another alum of Greenwich Village, Newport, and Carnegie Hall was folk singer-songwriter Tom Paxton, whose early catalog weighed heavily in the direction of human, labor, and civil rights. So Vietnam was the obvious progression, one of which being Lyndon Johnson Told the Nation, a track taken from his 1965 Ain't That News LP. Tom is still with us at the age of 82 and still part of what he describes as no organized political party.
Got a letter from LBJ, it said, this is your lucky day, it's time to put your khaki trousers on. Though it may seem very clear, we've got no job to give you here, so we are sending you to Vietnam. Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. I jumped off the old troop ship and sank in mud up to my hips. I cussed until the captain called me down. Never mind how hard it's raining, think of all the ground we're gaining. Just don't take one step outside of town. Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. Every night the local gentry slip out past the sleeping sentry. They go out to join the old VC. Nightly little dramas, they put on their black pajamas and come lobbing mortar shells at me. But Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. Go round in helicopters like a bunch of big grasshoppers searching for the Viet Cong in vain. They left the note that they had gone, they had to get down to Saigon, their government positions to maintain. And Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. Well, here I sit in this rice paddy, wondering about Big Daddy, and I know that Lyndon loves me so. Yet how sadly I remember way back yonder in November when he said I'd never have to go. But Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man'll be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
But Seeger wasn't done with LBJ. Taking an innocent song by the Serendipity Singers and adding a verse of his own. Beans in My Ears was a kid's song about adults not listening to them, being banned in Pittsburgh because kids were doing, well, just that upon hearing it. Seeger's edition tells of Mrs. J's little son, Albie, must be afflicted by the aforementioned beans because he wasn't listening to the anti-war protesters. From the 1966 sarcastically named LP, Dangerous Songs.
My mama said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears. My mama said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears. Now why should I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears? Now why should I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears? You can't hear your teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears, beans in your ears. You can't hear your teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears. Hey, maybe it's fun to put beans in our ears, beans in our ears, beans in our ears. Hey, maybe it's fun to put beans in our ears, beans in our ears. Hey, Charlie, look at me. I got beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears. Hey, Charlie, look at me. I got beans in my ears, beans in my ears. What's that you say? I got beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears. What's that you say? I got beans in my ears, beans in my ears. You have to speak up. I got beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears. You'll have to speak up. I got beans in my ears, beans in my ears. Hey, mama, look at me. I got beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears. Hey, mama, look at me. I got beans in my ears, beans in my ears. That's nice, son. Just don't put those beans in your ears, beans in your ears, beans in your ears. That's nice, son. Just don't put those beans in your ears, beans in your ears. I think that all grown-ups have beans in their ears, beans in their ears, beans in their ears. I think that all grown-ups have beans in their ears, beans in their ears. Of course, you know, this is just like an old folk song. You can change around the words. It's what I call a zipper song. You can zip into it the names of anybody you want, your family or your friends or Mrs. J's little son, Albie. Hey, Albie J, you got beans in your ear, beans in your ear, beans in your ear. Hey, Albie J, you got beans in your ear, beans in your ear.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan. Went out to fight the good fight in South Vietnam. Went out to fight for peace, liberty and all. Went out to fight for equality, hope. Let's go. And the war on. Found himself involved in a sea of blood and bones. Millions without faces, without hope and without homes. And the guns, they grew louder as they made dust out of bones that the flesh had long since left, just as the people left their homes. And the war drags on. They're just there to try and make the people free, but the way that they're doing it, it don't seem like that to me. Just more bloodletting and misery and tears that this poor country's known for the last 20 years. And the war drags on. Last night, poor Dan had a nightmare, it seems. One kept occurring and reoccurring in his dreams. Cities full of people burning, screaming, shouting loud. And right there overhead, a great orange mushroom cloud. And there's no war, for there's no, no more world. And the tears come streaming down. Yes, I like crying on the ground.
Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating.
But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe.
Understand what I'm trying to say, and can't you feel the fears that I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a gray. Take a look around you, boy, it's bound to scare you, boy.
And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe.
Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace.
help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. I'm gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates.
Come on, General, let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when the golden rule of the kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates.
Up to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
I must if you so will. And if I raise my hand in question, you just say that I'm a fool. 'Cause I got the gall to ask you, can you maybe change the rules? Can you stand and call me upstart? Ask what answer can I find? I ain't saying I'm a genius. 2 + 2 is on my mind. 2 + 2 is on my mind.
I'm not the soldier that of my real. Two plus two is on my mind. Two plus two is on my mind.
From his 1966 Hickory LP, The Real Donovan, The War Drags On. It was also found on a Pi EP, The Universal Soldier, from 1965. Eve of Destruction is best known by Barry McGuire, but the song was covered five times in 1965 alone, one of which was The Turtles, from their first LP for White Whale, It Ain't Me, Babe. The album just barely squeaked into the top 100 at number 98. The dark humor and satire of I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die made it the most recognizable track by Country Joe McDonald and the Fish, from the LP of the same name of 1967, and a shoo-in to be featured here. A similar chant, also beginning with the letter F, was featured in their live performances. Bob Seger's 2 plus 2 equals is one of the most powerful anti-Vietnam songs you'll ever hear. And that Capitol release, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man of 1969. He left the Byrds in 1967. Well, okay, to be fair, he was asked to leave. The remaining two, Chris Hillman and Roger McGuinn, carried on with a Crosby track, Draft Morning. That, when he left, was only partially finished, adding their own lyrics since they couldn't remember Crosby's, giving co-writers credits. Mr. Crosby was not impressed. Not everyone had to go to Vietnam, however. There were a number of ways to get out of going: be in college, go to Canada, get married, at least previous to 1965, announce you're gay, just to name a few, or the method outlined in the next cut. I understand bone spurs worked as well.
Canada, you and y'all. It ain't
wrapping things with an anti-Vietnam or war in general track by, of all people, Ringo Starr that was found on his 1970 Bocuse Blues LP. Silent Homecoming was written by country singer-songwriter Sorrells Picard.
Patiently she stares down the runway. Today is the day that he is coming home. Seems like he's been gone a lifetime, and a lifetime is a long time to be gone. But there are songs that need singing, and there are things that must be done. There are thoughts that still need thinking, that must be won. He was just a boy when they sent for him, an overnight turned him into a man. Proudly he had served his country in a war he didn't seem to understand. Still waves, his war is over. He'll never have to kill again. And as she waits, she thinks it over. Is winning worth the price we pay to win? Her thoughts keep wandering to his childhood, when all his hand grenades were merely toys. War was just a game that he was playing, with plastic guns like other little boys. And every day when play was over, he'd put his little toys away. She'd be standing waiting for him, the way she's waiting here today. As the plane stops, she starts thinking, will he still look the way he did before? Or will his eyes reflect the pain of killing, like most young men when they come home from war? These last few minutes seems like hours. She tries her best not to cry, but there's that hearse filled up with flowers. Did he really have to die?
Well, there's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Oh no, 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 no.
Great, I think we've been to the middle of the center, right? Superman, after all, human shooters, up something.